I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Academics from around the globe have joined forces under the lead of Otago University to get to the bottom of a rare genetic condition. It's called glutamine synthetase stabilization disorder, and it can cause seizures and delayed development in those born with it. Until now, relatively little has been known about the disorder. But then along came Dunedin School of Medicine PhD candidate Amy Jones, and thanks to her research, the cause of the disorder has been discovered. That offers hope to families who have it, that those who have it will be diagnosed more easily in the future. Amy's with me now. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Jesse. I
read through the notes on this one. It's quite technical stuff, isn't it?
It is. It's complicated, yeah.
Yeah. How did you end up in this area?
So I have a background in biochemistry and genetics, which again is really complicated, but I came to my supervisor, Professor Stephen Robertson, and yeah, we came up with this project and it's come to fruition just recently.
What was your interest in this disorder?
So these kids presented, or these children presented with genetic changes at the start of the same gene, and that sort of asked us, well, why is this happening? Why are they all in the same gene? So that's what spurred us on to try to figure out the mechanism behind this disorder.
Yeah, and why is it particularly interesting? Like, there's all sorts of genetic disorders, and isn't it just a case that you're born with these things? Your mum and your dad happen to have the same sort of coincidence of a faulty genetic or gene, and so you get it as well. Like, why did the cause of this one in particular interest you?
Yeah, so this genetic disorder was interesting in that it was new in these kids. So the parents didn't have these genetic changes. It appeared in the kids. What was particularly unusual about the disorder is actually the mechanism behind it. So we found the machinery that normally produces glutamine, it's a small molecule, we found this was inappropriately stabilised, sort of giving it free rein during brain development.
And that was the breakthrough?
That was the breakthrough. So many genetic disorders actually come about because a function has been lost. In fact, there's actually another brain development disorder where the same machinery has lost its ability to produce glutamine. What we found is that rather than this glutamine-producing factory being shut down at the right time, it actually continued to function. So it's telling us that brain development, the activity of this glutamine factory, has to stay within a really tight range. We can't have too much and we can't have too little.
How'd you work it out?
So we actually started with one individual with an unknown disorder, but they did, as you said, have severe seizures and developmental delay. We actually put their genetic information on this international database, and this connected us with clinicians and researchers all around the world. Ultimately, this led to 9 individuals coming together, and as I said, they all have a genetic change at the start of the same gene, which spurred us on to find the mechanism behind this disorder.
How common is this disorder?
Well, as I said, this study identified 9 individuals, so rare, but because they presented with quite non-specific symptoms, it's really likely that there are other undiagnosed individuals with these symptoms that might have this disorder.
And did we already know how to diagnose people, or as part of this discovery, allowing you to diagnose people with, as you say, some of these symptoms and previously unexplained?
Yeah, so it wasn't known until now. So we've found the genetic change, which people can now be tested for. So So the hope is that now that we've published this finding, people in the future will be able to have a faster diagnosis if they do have this genetic change.
And is it quite a simple process to diagnose now? You need some genetic material and you can look for this particular identifying characteristic?
Yeah. So there's been a huge expansion in the use of DNA sequencing, and it can be done quite readily now. And so, yeah, once we have that genetic sequence, we can check and see if you have these genetic changes.
I guess it opens up to the possibility that you may be able to spot it in advance as well and do something about it?
Yeah, exactly. So currently people are only being treated for their symptoms, but now if we can detect it early and we now understand the mechanism behind the disorder, the hope is we can move towards treating the underlying cause early. So detecting it early, treating it early.
Is this the subject of your PhD?
It is, yes. This has been my project.
Gee, not a bad one, eh? Not a bad outcome for a PhD.
It's amazing. I feel really lucky to not only get answers for the individuals, but also make a contribution to the wider understanding of how brain development occurs.
Yeah, and you'll publish your PhD, but has this particular sort of breakthrough been published in a journal?
Yes, so we've published in the American Journal of Human Genetics, and we've collected all of our findings and presented it all there.
Fantastic. Yeah. So what does the future hold for you, Amy?
So I'll finish, obviously, my PhD, and then I think there's more we can do to understand this disorder, delve deeper, and hopefully understand how glutamine, that small molecule that's dysregulated, how that's affecting brain development. There's more to know. There's always more to know.
Yeah. And, I mean, this is huge news for people who have the disorder, who might develop the disorder in the future, but just help me understand. So obviously you can go deep on this one, or you can sort of branch out and go wider and look at other kind of genetic issues, but you've decided to go deep. You think there's more possibility for breakthrough there?
Yeah, I think so. And as you say, there's a lot of other different, especially rare genetic conditions that we don't yet know about. So that's obviously a possibility as well, to try figure out them. But there's always more to know about both this disorder, but as you say, other unknown disorders too.
Are artificial intelligence and machine learning going to be your friend as you embark on this sort of groundbreaking research into the human genome?
Oh, look, I haven't used artificial intelligence in this project, and who knows what the future can hold in terms of that. I think it's still a developing space in terms of genetic and diagnostic testing.
Yeah, but how much of your job is looking at those genetic results, which can be like billions and billions of letters, right?
Yeah, so I'm really lucky that in Stephen Robertson's group we've got a great pipeline, a computational pipeline, that really helps and whittles it down so we're not doing too much of the heavy lifting.
Awesome.
In that regard.
Thanks for telling us all about it today. Really nice to meet you.
Lovely. Thank you for chatting, Jesse.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.